Phone Boy Speaks, episode 562, Still Searchable.
I'm frequently amazed at how little research the press does on things. And this is very apparent in the Supreme Court decision in the United States to that basically says, well, you have to get a warrant before you search somebody's mobile phone that might be on them because, well, there's a lot of data in there. And so, of course, the tech press dutifully, parroted that out to the public. But what they failed to do is actually read the decision to find out what else it said. And the decision actually says a couple of important things. Number one, that, you have to get a warrant, which they don't even mention the fact that getting a warrant is not all that difficult. It's you call up a judge and say, hey, I need a warrant. Here's I have probable cause. Here's the details. And the judge says, okay, you have a warrant now. And now, so it's a 15-minute call with the judge. So it's not not a huge deal. Now they also, there's this other thing in there, and this is an established part of case law. It's something called extricate circumstances, where the government eliminate the need for a search warrant in specific circumstances where there's imminent danger perceived, or evidence may disappear, or something like that. Where if an action isn't taken right away, between now and the time it would take to get a warrant, then the evidence could disappear. And so the extricate circumstances allows them to essentially forego that particular requirement. And now, granted, it could still get challenged or whatever, but this is now codified into laws. I won't say nothing the Supreme Court says is really codified into law, I guess, but this is how the law is going to be interpreted, right? So people, because the Supreme Court said this, completely unfounded searches of mobile devices is still going to happen, or maybe not going to happen. But if you're doing something bad, they can still look at your cell phone if they want to. It's not impossible. Again, getting a warrant's usually pretty easy, and so it's. But nobody's reporting this. Take that, law enforcement, when really it just makes cell phone data no different than anything else. But judges will give out search warrants if there's probable cause. And so I guess it's still a useful checksum, but again, nobody's reporting on the reality that this law will create. They're just saying, oh great, the Supreme Court can't spot, law enforcement can't look at the data on your phone without a warrant. Well, they didn't dig into it. But given what I've heard of what the tech press or the regular press does, doesn't surprise me that they didn't actually bother to do this very simple basic research of reading the decision and actually analyzing what it means. This is what the news media used to do. They don't even do that anymore.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.